Browns didn't like the outcome at Ralph Wilson Stadium today. Get beat by the Buffalo Bills, the final at 26-10. Welcome back to Browns Overtime, everybody. Michael Regei, Nathan Zagura, and the young man on the corner who's playing as scintillating a football as any DB in the National Football League, Joe Hayden. Joe, we appreciate your time. You have elevated your play in the last 3 weeks to phenomenal heights. You've been a difference maker for this football team. Joe, have you almost decided to say, you know what, I got to be the leader of this defense, and I've got to be able to get points on the board if necessary, too?
Yeah, man, I think right now is the time when I'm just trying to step up. You know, this is the time when the end of November, beginning of December, when teams make that push, and I just feel like I've never really been in a situation with the Browns before, so I don't want to let this opportunity slip, so I'm just trying to play the best I can and lead by example.
Joe, first of all, congrats on the opening of the restock. Congratulations there. Exciting. But I'll tell you what, three interceptions now, three straight games. You picked off a pass. But also, you're going out there on special teams, blocking a field goal. What happened on that play?
Man, my coach actually, Coach Tabes, gave me a hand key because I'm in a film study room watching that. And every time they snap it, he does his hand. So I just kind of was like, man, you know what? I'm going to make a play for us. And when he shot his hand, I just jumped it.
So the defense putting the offense in some good positions today. A couple turnovers from Kyle Orton, who only had three interceptions coming this season. You guys got two today, including yours there at the start of the second half. But the offense not able to get anything going. A switch is made at quarterback to Johnny Manziel. Were you surprised when that happened?
I was a little surprised, but, you know, Johnny went in there, and he was a spark for us. He drove the ball down, got us the only touchdown we had, and I just think that was positive.
Yeah, what did you see from his play? And it's something that you've seen because nobody gets to see him in practice. Only you guys get to see him. Has he really improved over the course of this season?
He looked the exact same way he does in practice, man, just being able to scramble and elude pressure, and I'm throwing on the run. He does that really, really well, and he just brought his practice, what he does in practice, to the game.
Joe, the resiliency of this football team has never come into question. You haven't lost back-to-back football games this week. Give us a sense of the resolve that you know you and your teammates are going to come out with everything laying right there in front of you for the month of December at 7-5, controlling your own destiny.
Man, the thing is with our team, man, we just know that we're going to get back to the tape. Nobody's no pointing fingers, nothing like that. We got a hard-working team, a team that knows that this opportunity doesn't come all the time, and we got to really take advantage of it because I let everybody know every time I've been here, this is my fifth season, and it's not like you never have a team like this and being able to control your own destiny, so we got to take advantage of it.
Really appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Appreciate
good stuff. Thanks for coming out as always.
Thank you.
Keep up that superb play.
Gotcha.
That's Joe Hayden with a pick and made Kyle Orton pay to start the third quarter, in addition for the block field goal to end the first half. Don't go away. When we come back, Browns Overtime will wrap up. We'll take a look at Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts. That's next. Don't go away.